Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today we're taking a look at a new program to try to discourage smoking of cannabis and driving. And this has been something that I know the Colorado State Legislature has been trying to grapple with. How do we actually figure out if somebody is stoned while driving? And there have been some cases, and recently as well, with the accidents where the driver was in fact high on cannabis. So what is this new program?
Well, it's actually not a new program. It's a continuation of a program that began in March of 2017. And it's true that, you know, the state's still struggling with how we're going to deal with impaired drivers. There's no test to determine and whether a person is impaired, and yet there are statistics that say that people are impaired and are causing deaths. 17% of DUI arrests last year involved marijuana, the Colorado State Patrol says. And this idea is a good one. I think it goes along with the whole idea of Lyft and Uber and things like this, ways to get around without having to drive. And what's happening is they're offering discounted Lyft rides as part of a 320 movement initiative. The 320 movement, not the 420 movement, but the 320 movement. And it's a project of the Colorado Department of Transportation, Lyft, and the Marijuana Industry Group. And they'll give monthly discounted Lyft rides to marijuana users, and they'll send users to 320movement.com to learn more about the dangers of driving high. Sam Cole, the Traffic Safety Communications Manager of CDOT, says that 55% of people still believe that it's safe to drive under the influence of marijuana, and that's what they're trying to do here, is to dispel that notion. And they originally launched this in March of 2017. That was just before the celebration, the big 420 celebration, just to remind people about what they're asking for here. And I don't think this is unreasonable, and I think it's really a good idea all in all. They received an appropriation of $450,000 in fiscal year 2016-17 and $950,000 in fiscal year 2017-18 for marijuana impaired driving programs, and they got another $500,000 for first-time drunk driving offenders from the marijuana tax fund, and that won't be included this year, but the others are, so that helps to pay for it. The Marijuana Industry Group and Lyft have both agreed to help offset costs for the collateral pieces that go along with it and rideshare discounts to extend this through 420 of 2018.
Is there any way to tell how successful or how popular this program has been?
So the real challenge is just letting people know that the program exists, and there will be collateral pieces, toolkits that go out to 125 Colorado dispensaries and things like that. If people are really interested in it, you can go to 320movement.com and you can get the discount vouchers there that you can use to present to Lyft when you need that ride.
We'll put a link to that website at news.kgnu.org. We're also linking to sensimag.com. That's the online edition of the paper. Anything else people should know about this?
Yeah, I just want to add one thing, and it's an update to a story that we were talking about. You know, we discussed the court case that determined that police dogs that were trained to smell cannabis couldn't be used anymore. And I just got word that the city of Rifle, after a fundraising campaign led by a 12-year-old who wants to be a policeman when he grows up, they got two dogs in Rifle, Colorado, who are licensed to get those other four substances but not cannabis. So Jax and Mackie are going to be on the job soon.
Watch out for them if you're heading to Rifle. Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine. Find out more at sensimag.com. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.